choosing gratitude. This week, we've been speaking about having a heart of gratitude and paying your eyes onto Him and just seeing Him with gratitude, with a thankful heart. Now, I'm going to give out a scenario quickly that we've all probably been in. I know I've been in this scenario before, where it might be a day or even a week of where everything that you're doing, everything around you is just falling apart. Everything is just spinning out of control, and that's causing you to have so much anxiety. You start worrying about everything, and that, all that just causes you to try and fix everything. It by yourself, in your own strength, it just causes you to be continuously busy trying to fix everything, trying to pull everything back together. See, now that mindset of continuously being busy and worried about everything, that is going to cause you to eventually be purely exhausted, to be completely finished, or in other words, be burnt out. All your fuel completely gone. Now you see, now that right there, being burnt out, is not of God. That is not a good and perfect gift from Him. That right there, being burnt out, is completely from the devil, just from Him. See, His objective, His main goal, is to do everything He can to distract you, to do everything He can to try and pull your focus from God and to try and get your emotions flaring, to get you worried and anxious, and just to cause you to not be in a place of rest, not to be in a place of peace. See, it's completely different to what God wants from you. See, what God wants of you, what He wants for you, is for you to be in a place of rest, where you can just be there and not be anxious about anything, not be worried about anything, but know that He is there. Be in that place of rest. And we can see this in Philippians 4, verse 4 to 6, where it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." In every situation, with thanksgiving, present your situation to God. Present your prayers to God. See, now, He has already finished it all. He was the one that was on the cross and said, "It is finished." That was Him. He completed everything. He's completed the task. And now He's given you, He's given us a free gift of stepping into rest, working from a place of rest, still doing everything that's needed from us, doing our 9-to-5 job or whatever you are doing, but doing it from a place of rest where we won't get burnt out, where it's not all of our own strength. See, I want to take us to Hebrews 4, verse 10 to 11 in the Passion Translation. It says, "As we enter into God's faith rest life, we cease from our own works. Just as God celebrates His finished works and rests in them, so then we must be eager to experience this faith rest life, so that no one falls short by the following of the same pattern of doubt and unbelief." See, just as He rests in His finished works, just as He rests in the works that are completed, so must we. We can rest in His finished work. We can work from a place of rest where we won't get burnt out, where we won't feel anxious all the time, where we won't constantly be busy, but we can be in a place of rest because You are highly favored and deeply loved.